Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Christopher Allen. The Montana Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill to expand Medicaid coverage to the state's working poor on a 28-22 vote. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka has more from the Capitol.
Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls is the sponsor of Senate Bill 405. His bill is aimed at covering Montanans who earn too much money to qualify under Medicaid, but not enough to buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace. He says he's been working with the federal agency that oversees Medicaid to craft a Montana solution to the problem of this gap. Buttrey says this includes concepts not being used in other states, including requiring copays and premiums for participants and the tie to helping them get a job or a better paying job.
I would ask you to vote for a plan that is all about Montanans helping Montanans and all about Montanans helping themselves.
Opponents, however, blasted this bill because of its tie to the ACA. Senate Majority Leader Matt Rosendale.
You can tie a red ribbon on this, or you can tie a blue ribbon on this. But this legislation is the implementation of Obamacare.
But Rosendale says his real beef with this bill is the fact it was introduced late and as a result did not go through the normal process of committee hearings and executive action. Instead, he says, the sponsor relied on a blast motion to bring Senate Bill 405 to the floor for debate.
In short, this is bad policy. And it arrived here through a bad procedure. It simply condemns the people of this state to dependency on the federal government.
Rosendale also charges this bill was shielded from the public and lawmakers and crafted by special interests who were sitting in the gallery watching this debate. Not true, counters Senator Ed Buttrey.
I did hear that this was created in dark alleys of special interest groups, which, besides being insulting and offensive, is laughable.
He says he's been working on this issue for nearly 3 years with numerous groups and lawmakers, including leadership, and he says many senators sitting today on the Senate floor. Buttrey says it's a compromise bill. In the end, 7 Republicans joined all 21 Democrats in voting for Senate Bill 405. The bill faces a third and final vote. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.